Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you be a bit smarter, help you outthink, outmaneuver, outsmart your competition without outspending them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I'm your host. I'm also CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And today, tonight, we're going to focus on how to be creative when you're not. You know, a lot of people think they are creative. A lot of people think they have difficulty being creative. But there are some rules, there are some tips, there are some things that can make everyone creative. And we're going to get into that. But first, let's talk about a couple of things that you should be aware of if you haven't listened to the show before. And if you have, won't hurt you to hear it again. As I said, this show is designed to help you work smarter. And one of the ways that we do that is we look for input from you as to what is important to you. And you can get that to us through our email at marketingsmartly@aol.com. marketingsmartly@aol.com. You also can go to our LinkedIn groups. We have four of them. And we encourage you not only to tell us about things you would like and how we can improve the show, but also get involved, get into discussions, respond to questions, start discussions. Those four LinkedIn groups, one is Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show. Second one is Creative Thinkers Forum, and it's rather obvious, like the show tonight, we want to help you think more creatively, and you can throw challenges at us or you can help others learn from your lessons that you've learned through your years of experience. We have Celebrities for Marketing. That's Celebrities with the number 4, Marketing. And the idea there is how to use celebrities and how to acquire the use of celebrities in a very cost-efficient manner and ways to use them very innovatively to help you build your business. And there's a whole range of things that can be done. And if you're interested, again, approach us at marketingsmartly@aol.com, and we'll be happy to discuss with you a wide range of ways of using celebrities. And then there is Fearless Marketers. Fearless Marketers is designed for people who are creative, know they're creative, like being creative, and in particular are not afraid of taking risks, because that is one of the problems that exists in business today, whether you're in the marketing realm or elsewhere. People are hesitant to take risk, but without taking risk, which can be carefully thought out, you're not going to take advantage of the marketplace. You're not going to increase your market share to the level that you could, and you're not going to have things that will enable you to outmaneuver, outflank your competition. If you look at some of the successes today, not just the technology successes, but the business successes are out there, things are changing all the time. And there are untapped opportunity. There's a thing I call Wolf's Rule of Opportunity. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Every business, I don't care what it is, every business tends to operate the same as everyone else in that business category. And if you take the time to look at the similarities, the sameness factors that exist within your business category, your industry, you will then find untapped, overlooked, unfulfilled opportunities. They're sitting there waving at you, yelling at you, hey, here I am, here I am. But you got to be paying attention. And we're going to talk a little more about how you get to pay attention and how you get to understand where those opportunities are. So keep in mind, we have we also have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, which you can get active in and listen to past radio shows. There's a whole range of things that we can do. We also have a blog, a website, smartmarketinggroup.com. And there's an interesting program if you go up to that and you go to advisory services. Click that little button on, and it'll bring you to attention to a thing we call advisory time blocks. This came out of a situation where, again, we identified an opportunity that wasn't being tapped into. And what it was, a lot of people did not want to get into retainer relationships. They also didn't want to spend $300, $400, $500 an hour when only they needed 10 or 15 minutes of somebody's time. So what we have created is a time block program where you can purchase time blocks good for a year. You can buy one block, two blocks. You know, they're hour-long blocks. You can buy them for however you want. But they're good for 12 months. And most of the service that we offer on this is by phone and email. So you might have 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on what it is that your needs are. But it's cost-efficient and cost-effective. If you need someone, in this case myself, to come and talk and do a coaching session, and we'll get to talk about that in a moment as well, that's fine. We can work those things out. We offer also a thing. We do offer workshops, webinars. I go out and give speeches on various aspects marketing, but we also offer a coaching service. And one of the things we've just introduced is a thing called conference room coaching sessions. The idea being is that you may have clients, if you're in the business-to-business world in particular, that you would like to invite into your conference room or to some facility, probably 10, 15 people, for maybe a three-hour coaching time. And it is a way to attract business, show them you're on your side. But at the same time, you may need a coaching service. And again, not just the advisory time block, but we can get into more details should you be interested in the coaching service. Again, just reach out to Smart Marketing, Marketing Smartly at AOL.com. And say, I'd like to know more about our coaching services. All right, let's talk tonight about creativity. As you all know, I love quotations. Those of you who have heard this program, heard me on this show before. And one of the great innovators of all times, if not the greatest, was Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple. And he said, creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it. They just saw something. It seemed obvious to them after a while. That's because they were able to connect experiences they had and synthesize new things. And that gets back to what I was talking about in Wolf's Rule of Opportunity. If you observe and absorb what's going on around your field, if you take a good look at your competition, if you have an open door policy where employees, vendors, customers can be heard, you will be amazed of the market intelligence that you will get that will open your eyes to opportunities. All right, let's move on to a couple of other aspects that I hope will help you. One of the things that I do say to you, though, is I hope you have your iPad, your notepad, whatever, to take notes, because we are going to cover a lot of territory tonight. All right. You know, when you're trying to solve problems, start a business, get attention for that business, write some kind of interesting article or creative advertising, what have you, creative thinking is crucial. And the process boils down to changing your perspective and seeing things differently than you currently do. And that's the thing you're going to hear a lot about. It's breaking you out of that mold that you've built yourself in, the walls that you've built around, to be more open-minded and aware of what's going on. You know, a lot of people refer to this as thinking outside the box. But, you know, the key is, should there be a box? You know, you create your own imaginary boxes simply by living life and accepting certain things as real when they're just as illusionary as the beliefs of a paranoid delusional. And we all know a few of those. The difference is enough people agree that certain man-made concepts are real, so you're viewed as normal. This is good for society overall, but it's sort of unquestioning consensus that inhibits one's natural creative abilities. So rather than looking for ways to inspire creativity, you know, you should just kind of realize the truth that you're also already capable of creative thinking at all times. But you have to strip away the imaginary mental blocks or boxes that exist. All right, and how do you do that? Well, let's talk about a couple of steps that you can take. All right. The first question is, when you are trying to look for something, you're looking for an answer. You're trying to find the right answer. And one of the worst aspects of formal education is the focus on the correct answer to a particular question or problem. While this approach helps to function in society, it really hurts creative thinking because real-life issues are ambiguous. There's often more than one correct answer, and the second one you come up with might be better than the first. We've all experienced that, I'm sure. Now, there are a number of mental blocks that can be turned around to reveal ways to find more than one answer to any given problem. Now, you need to try and reframe the issue in several different ways in order to prompt different answers and embrace answering inherently ambiguous questions in several different ways. So let's look at logical thinking. And not only in real life is real life ambiguous, it's often illogical to the point of madness. Now, all of us, I know, have experienced that, where we think the world is illogical at times. While critical thinking skills based on logic are really a main strength in evaluating the feasibility of a creative idea, it's often the enemy of truly innovative thought in the first place. You know, one of the best ways to escape the constraints of your own logical mind is to think metaphorically. One of the reasons why metaphors work so well in communications is that we accept them as true without thinking about it. When you realize that truth is often symbolic, you'll often find that you are actually free to come up with alternatives. You have to train your mind to be open. You know, we have in our company, Smart Marketing Group, what we call the four basic principles of smart marketing. And one of them is to be open-minded, because the odds are your competition is not. Second is to think big, because a big idea can be trimmed down. You can't do much with a small idea. The key to it is that, you know, you need to, as I said, think outside the box. Then you don't think about it or talk about it, you do it. So the fact is that you be open-minded, you think big, you act on it, These are things that are very effective in your in business. All right. Following rules is another way to, if you look at creative thinking, you know, you can look at it as a destructive force, a disruptive force. In fact, a lot of great creative thinkers call themselves disruptive forces. You're tearing away the often arbitrary rules that others have set for you and asking either why or why not whenever confronted with the way everyone does things. Now, this is obviously easier said than done because people will often defend the rules they follow even in the face of evidence that the rule doesn't work. You know, people love to celebrate rebels like Richard Branson from Virgin Atlantic, but few seem brave enough to emulate him. Quit worshiping rule breakers and start breaking some rules yourself. I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if you're a CEO of a major corporation, because we only have to look at what's happened recently with Radio Shack, Blockbuster. I heard on the radio today, Avon. The impact of online shopping has dramatically impacted shopping centers. The key to it is you stay on top of what's happening and say, okay, there's a problem, there's a change, something's taking place. Is there an opportunity here? You know, one of my favorite quotes, which you those of you who've listened to the show regularly have heard many times, is Winston Churchill's quote, that an optimist sees opportunity in every calamity. A pessimist sees calamity in every opportunity. You got to have that open mind. But again, you have to look at, you know, being practical in some ways. Like logic, practicality is highly important when it comes to execution. But it often stifles innovative thinking before they can properly blossom. Don't allow the editor in the same room with your inner artist. Now, the name of the game is let the juices flow. Let the ideas. Try not to evaluate the actual feasibility of an approach until you've allowed it to exist on its own for a while. Now, spend time asking, what if? What if we did it this way? What if we did this? What if it was bigger, shorter, smaller, longer, different color? Now, keep asking what if as often as possible and simply allow your imagination to go where it wants. You might just find yourself discovering a crazy idea that's so insanely practical that no one's thought of it before. We see it in the marketplace every day. Now, allowing your mind to be at play, and quite often people have talked about as having the mind of a six-year-old. The key is where you're not encumbered by rigid thinking. But allowing your mind to play is perhaps the most effective way to stimulate creative thinking. But many people disassociate play from work. You know, these days the people who come up with great ideas and solutions are the most economically rewarded, while worker bees are often employed for the benefit of the creative thinkers. Now, you know, think about that. You know, this is not brain surgery, folks. No, this is just getting out of habits that you have become so indoctrinated with that you are missing opportunity that is right in front of you. Now, you've heard the expression, work hard and play hard. All you have to realize is they're the same thing to a creative thinker. All right, then in an era of what they call hyper-specialization, it's those who happily explore completely unrelated areas of life and knowledge who best see that everything is related. It goes back to a famous ad man, Carl Alley, and about what he said about creative persons. They want to be know-it-alls. Sure, you got to know the specialized stuff in your field. But if you view yourself as an explorer rather than a highly specialized cog in the machine. You'll run circles around the technical master in the success department. This is common sense. And again, something that I often refer to is common sense is unfortunately the uncommon factor. I know I sound cynical. That's only because I am cynical. All right. Let's take a look. Being a serious person. Most of what keeps us civilized boils down to conformity, consistency, shared values, and yes, thinking about things the same way everyone else does. There's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but you can mentally accept that it's actually nothing more than groupthink that helps a society function. Groupthink. Groupthink. You can then give yourself permission to turn everything that's accepted upside down and shake out the illusions. Because you become an independent thinker, not a group thinker. You give yourself permission to be a fool and see things for what they really are. You know, history has shown that whether they were pharaohs in Egypt or emperors in China, royalty in Europe, they've consulted with fools or court jesters when faced with tough problems. The persona of the fool allowed the truth to be told without the usual ramifications that might come with speaking blasphemy or challenging ingrained social conventions. You have to give yourself permission to be a fool and to see things for what they really are. You've got to be passionate about these things. And you want to also avoid ambiguity. We rationally realize that most every situation is ambiguous to some degree. And although dividing complex situations into black and white boxes can lead to disaster, we still do it. It's an innate characteristic of human psychology to desire certainty. But it's the creative thinker who rejects this false sense of comfort, of clarity, when it's not really appropriate. Ambiguity is your friend if you're looking to innovate. The fact that most people are uncomfortable exploring uncertainty gives you an advantage, as long as you can embrace ambiguity rather than run from it. Now, this is all common sense, but we've been trained in such a way that we walk down these ruts of life afraid to step out of these ruts, and you have to. That's where creativity comes in. You know, we hate being wrong, and yet mistakes are often, they teach us the most. Thomas Edison is a great example. Thomas Edison was wrong 1,800 times before getting the light bulb right. 1,800 times. Edison's greatest strength was that he was not afraid to be wrong. You know, the best thing we do, we learn from our mistakes. But we have to free ourselves to make mistakes in the first place. Just try out your ideas and see what happens. Take what you learn and try something else. Ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen if I'm wrong? You'll often find the benefits of being wrong greatly outweigh the ramifications. Again, this is common sense. You can't have a fear of trying things that are a little bit different, because they will create different results, positive results, innovative results, creative activity, creative actions. Now, denying your own creativity is like denying you're a human being. We are all limitlessly creative, but only to the extent that we realize that we create our own limits with the way we think. If you tell yourself you're not creative, it becomes true. So stop it. I'll give you a hit in the head. I shouldn't threaten the audience. You know, in that sense, awakening your own creativity is similar to a path reported by those who seek spiritual enlightenment. You're already enlightened, just like you've already created, but you have to strip away all of your delusions before you can get to it. Acknowledge that you're inherently creative and then start tearing down the other barriers you've allowed to be created in your mind. All right, let's take a break for a moment. I want to talk about, again, the ways for you to communicate with us so that we can better communicate with you. Marketing Smartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com is our email address. And we want to hear from you. You might like to be a guest on the show. You might have ideas that you think we should be talking about or bringing guests on. You may have read something that you feel would be beneficial to this audience. You can go to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and contribute there. You can go to our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, or Fearless Marketers. You can take advantage of our advisory time block program if you need help on marketing issues and concerns, but you don't need to get yourself into deep financial commitment. You may have a need for workshops and webinars that can help develop business for you, especially if you're in the business-to-business area. And also the fact that if you are looking for a good speaker, I modestly say, I'm one. I'm that speaker for you. And be happy, again, to discuss what we can do to be effective for you and help you communicate to your customers, your employees, the public in general. So again, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. It is something that, you know, you look at, tap into, and see what we can do together. All right. I want to summarize up some points that I think are key to your business. These are 8 ideas, you know, that can help your marketing efforts. 1, ask your customers how to reach out. You know, when's the last time you got something from your customers about how they'd like to interact with your brand? You know, there's really no excuse when you can run instant polls on your Facebook page, but there are many other ways to get communication going, in particular having anybody who interacts with your customer ask people. Do polls, do surveys, do focus groups. You know, you can look at sending customers an email that makes additional offers after they've abandoned the shopping cart on your website. You can use text marketing. But most importantly, you look at what your competition isn't doing. Analyze what marketing methods your competitors are using and look for the holes. Be somewhere where they're not. You know, whether it's on bus boards, YouTube, whatever, you need to look at social media. You need to look at fundamentals of marketing. You know, keep in mind that you need to look at what the competition is doing and is there a more effective way. Like, email is very, very popular today, but I delete over 300 a day. How effective is your email? Is there an alternative way to reach out? So the key to it is networking, hosting events, offer referral rewards to help. Just keep looking at how you can interact with your customers, your employees, your vendors, often an overlooked area. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. I am looking forward to hearing from you. It is very important to us to get direction from you as to how we can make this show much more effective for you, how we can make the LinkedIn groups much more effective for you. The whole idea here is to help you help yourself and also help each other. So if you have stories, you have lessons that others can learn from, you want to be a guest on this show, let us hear from you because we look forward to that opportunity. All right, I thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the show tonight. I hope you will tell other people about the show and get more and more people involved, perhaps even have a group of them together with you. And listen together. It might spark some ideas. I thank you. You have a wonderful spring and summer. Take care.